Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, we're grateful that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was giving us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So once again, we thank God for another blessed Saturday. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know what time it is. Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, and I'm joining them on here. So praise be to God. And as we await for my brother to come on to head this off, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are grateful once again, Lord God, for such a day and a time as this that you have opened up for us to deliver your message. Father, we pray that you would word our mouth for your glory. And Lord God, touch our hearts that we may deliver your message under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, we pray that we will rightly divide the word of God as we give unto the listeners. And we pray, Lord God, that you prepare the listeners and their hearts to receive your word. Lord God, in a day like this, we give you glory and give you honor and praise. We magnify you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore, the authority you have given us, we come against the enemy right now. Satan, we bind and rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Every hindering spirit that you have sent out to hinder this broadcast, we rebuke in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus against your works and against your plans. We take the sword of the Spirit and cut asunder your works. We take the battle axe of the Lord and crush your plan in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we'll give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory be to God. Once again, it's another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Another opportunity we've been given by the Lord to give the word of God to you that is listening. Once again, we're grateful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We just did a broadcast at 6 o'clock, my brother and I, and he spoke something in particular. He was talking about the Halloween and how God had given him something in his spirit about the Halloween. And actually, if you listen to the broadcast, you go back and listen to the broadcast, it actually was a message of warning, okay? Amen, and very much so. And he was saying this lady on YouTube said God showed her that Satan is going with another particular thing on Halloween, that now when the kids come to your doors, demons are accompanying them. So when you open the door, that the demon can come on in. And so here I say it to you on this. We got to be watchful, because Halloween is not just a day, people. It's not just a day. It is Satan's day. Look at how the day is picked to do evil. It's a day picked to do evil, okay? I know here in Durant, Mississippi, when I was growing up, one of the things that happened on Halloween that was not good was you had a bunch of kids, they would put toilet tissue all in the trees and then all on some people's houses. They were throwing eggs at their houses. And, you know, amen, you know, and that happened just about every year when I was growing up. And it was quite aggravating to people who it was done to. And I remember the last time I went trick-or-treating, I think I was about 13 years old, 13, maybe 14. And I can pick up something, you know, me and my cousins, then we going trick-or-treating. We come across this man. He's sitting outside with his little table, had some drinks on it. They offered us a drink. He was an older man. And it was just something that wasn't right about the whole thing. We took the drinks. We didn't drink it. We ended up going down the street throwing it out. Amen. But that was the last time I ever went trick-or-treat. Okay. And after that, then, you know, you hear about so much stuff that was going on through Halloween, you know, it got to a point where people were putting razors in I think they was in fruits they was giving on Halloween, and they were putting surf stuff in candy. So like I said, it's a day of Satan picked to do evil. I remember hearing some years ago that there were some witches trying to get Halloween made a national holiday, okay? So, people, we got to be watchful of this. And like I said, my brother on the broadcast we did at 6 o'clock, he was giving you warnings about Halloween and the plan of the enemy. So now I'm going to patch my other brother on here. God bless, brother.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom, Mashem. Yeshua Mashiach is Lord. So another great day, another great moment in the history and the planning of God, we are alive. And we're on the top side of the earth to glorify, to magnify, and give honor to him that was slain from the foundation of the world, that's risen from the dead, Jesus Christ. So good day, another good moment in the history of the Lord's planning. We are privileged to partake of this moment in the history of God's planning. On this, they call it, they give it some kind of pagan name, the days of the week, but we call it the fifth day of the week. So thank God. Yeah, y'all was talking about the Hallow.
Yeah, we did a 6 o'clock broadcast today, 30 minutes, and Brother Robert had, he had told me that God had put in his spirit to give the warning message by Halloween. So that's what we did. We was, you know, supposed to have been doing on the Holy Spirit, but I wanted to give submission to the Spirit of the Lord, giving, you know, anything in particular that has to be a message that had to be delivered right now. And so the brother had told me about it. I said, okay, brother, go ahead, no problem. And so he was delivering a warning message. I know he said he saw this lady on YouTube, and the lady said God gave her a, I don't know, was it a dream or a vision, that Satan was coming also with another thing on this Halloween, that when the kids come up to the door and knock on your door and ask for candy, when you open the door, demons are accompanying them. So he kind of mentioned that, and he basically giving a warning. He said God put that in his spirit to give the warning about Halloween and anointing your houses, said that this whole weekend that Satan was going to pick to do his thing against the people of God, this Halloween weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of understand that, because this is a very important feast day, very important feast day, in the, you know, satanic realm. So it's kind of a special feast day. So this is a special feast day unto, you know, the realm of darkness. So he'll make a real showing around the world. You know, it's kind of funny, in the English language they call it Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how the devil tried to copycat, imitate. Now, we said hallelujah, and he want to bring in Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a rotten, cunning devil. There is no doubt about it. He's a deceiving, manipulate. And this curse of Halloween has been written, celebrated, especially in America and in England. The devil brought this about some centuries ago. And it's still going fairly strong in the Western Hemisphere, I know for sure, and some other places, I'm sure. It's a special celebration. This is a high feast day, so for Satan, so I don't, you know. The demons are at work really well. So we don't give no place to the devil. The Bible says give no open door, no place, no opportunity for Satan to work. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, 28, 30. So I know when my kids were about 5 years old, both of my sons, they were going to this little little school right in our neighborhood when they was five, and they came home and wanted to celebrate Halloween and all had all the devil's costumes on. And so we explained to them that what that was all about, and they go back to the school and the teacher and said, no, we don't, my kids won't participate in that. And they, I guess they didn't understand, so we tried to explain to them we didn't tell them. My kids were not participating in that activity.
Right.
So the mother and father had to sit down and really take time and explain to their children the spiritual significance of that. But I guess a lot of the mothers and fathers, some of them are just as, how would you call it, ignorant to what Halloween really means and what they're really celebrating. So they don't really know, many of them don't know, the spiritual consequences of what they are celebrating. And that's because of ignorance. And they open themselves to curses to their children and their families. But anyway, I pray that the intercessors and their interceding will turn back a lot of this evil. Okay. We thank God for the intercessors of God in Christ, that they are putting up a wall and a sword against the evil that Satan will be doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, especially during Halloween, and reverse the curse and reverse what he's doing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So I noticed last Halloween, I don't answer the door. The kids may ring. I think a couple times I told them, I said, I don't give out, but I usually don't answer the door. It's common sense ought to tell you right now, don't attain a pandemic virus. I wouldn't be putting my kids at no risk or going to no houses and homes. I don't think that's really good sound thinking anyway.
It ain't.
You don't know what. In the second place, you don't know what people are putting in candy. They were putting drugs. Dealers were putting lacing this candy with drugs, and then your kids were taking this stuff to get an appetite for illegal drugs. So the devil just think of everything. I wouldn't be taking no candy and running around with no virus, corona, going knocking on door talking about no candy in Hollywood. Shoot. What about going to door to door and say, Jesus lives, Jesus lives?
Well, you know what, brother? You know we're living in that time where children are ruling some of the households, well, many of the households. And so,
yeah, I guess.
Little Bobby jump up and holler, I want to go out. We know what happens to you.
Yeah, I understand that. The Bible says in the latter days that women would rule over men and the children would rule over the parents. So I guess that's coming to pass.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I've been all the things
is.
That is happening. I want to, before I turn it over, this being Handmaiden Night, to all the handmaidens, of the women of God, the women, the mothers, the wives, and the caretakers, and the servants that take care of children, that help, and all the ambassadors, and all the women missionaries and intercessors and medical health technicians and teachers. We just want to celebrate you tonight, the women of God who play a great role in helping our nation and our world and our families continue moving forward in civilization. And we thank God for all the great women of God who have sacrificed much for their families, loved ones, and their country, their nation, and for the kingdom of God. So thank God for whatever nation you are, women. We celebrate and we open the door to you Talk Block Talk Radio tonight, and we open the door to you. You may call. You may, what do you call it, Instagram or Telegram or whatever gram you do. And whatever, and get in touch with us, because we're about helping people and promoting good of mankind, especially the gospel of Christ. So whatever nation you're in, you may call or telegram or telegraph or whatever way it means you have that you need help. I want to read some, I wrote about 15 minutes ago, I was writing some stuff down before we came on broadcast, and I want to read some of the things that we need to confess as believers, as covenant believers. We need to often release these declarations, affirmations, and confessions. I wrote down about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9, 10, just before we came on the broadcast. I'll just write them down as quick as I could. But I want us to confess the prominent, powerful confession of faith. And the Bible talks in Peter about great and precious promises. See, and Peter talks about that in the first chapter, Peter, I think it's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. It talks about the great and precious promises of the living God, the great and precious promises. And it says that God has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness in Christ, and exceedingly great and precious promises. So I'm going to confess and declare some of these great and precious promises to all the people. And I wrote down a few, and this is what I'm going to release. The words and promises of the living God watches over his word. The Lord watches over his word, and he performs his word, and he acts on his word. So we have to keep his word in our mouth and our hearts to continuously releasing the living word and make it alive. Starting with this one. Ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12. Ye are the redeemed body of Jesus Christ and members in particular. Ye are the body of Christ, the redeemed body of Jesus Christ, and members in particular. Ye are the body of the Holy Messiah of Israel, the redeemed in Christ. Ye are the redeemed in Yeshua HaMashiach, whom he has redeemed out of the hands of the enemy. Ye are redeemed sons, daughters of the living and eternal God. We are, in Christ, we are the redeemed sons and daughters of the living eternal God, Yahweh. We are heirs, joint heirs of God. In Christ, Jesus is our Lord. We are the light of the world. Christ was the light when he was in this world. We are now the light of the world. Jesus said, ye are my witnesses. Christ said, ye are my disciples. Follow me. Ye are, as Christ was in the Father in him, and we are in him are one. We are born of the water, washed in the blood, and born of the Holy Spirit. We are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, the promises. We are to reign, to rule in life through Christ, being justified by faith. We are to have dominion and rulership in Jesus Christ in this world, in life. We are warriors. We are the battle axe in Christ, the Lord of hosts, who do battle for us. The Holy Messiah came to ransom us, to redeem us from the Adamic curse, the curse of the law, our own sins and the curse of our fathers. We are the redeemed. By his death, by his suffering on the cross, we are the redeemed. Now, we through faith, being justified in his blood, his atonement, we through faith, being justified in the blood and the atonement of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed from every curse of the law, every curse of Adam, every curse of our own sins. We are redeemed from the curse of spiritual death, sickness, disease, plague, infirmities, poverty, oppression, the oppression of the devil, and the fall of Adam. The Lord Jehovah is our rock, our shield, our buckler, our high tower, our battle axe, our deliverer, our preserver, our mercy, compassion, our healer, our sustainer, our light and our salvation. He is our good shepherd. It is written, man must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, by faith, and walk by faith, and overcome all things by faith, and the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. All demons, devils, evil spirits, hybrids, are subject to us through Jesus Christ's name and power. We bind to cast out demons, devils, infirmities, to loose the captive and heal the broken heart. Our joy is to be full in Christ, as he is in the Father, so be he in us. No weapon formed against us. No weapon formed against us, no devil, no witch, no problem, no trial, no test, no difficulty, no mountain, no valley, no sorrow, no disappointment that is formed against us, no storm, no wind, no tornado, no pestilence, no army, no sickness, no sin formed against us shall not prevail, shall not succeed. On this rock we build our stand, Christ our rock. No weapon, no devil, no demon, no weapon formed against us shall not succeed. Every tongue that rises in judgment, we condemn it today. For greater is he, the Christ, the Messiah, the risen Christ, that's for us than he that is against us. If Yahweh be for us, who then can be against us or overcome us? Whatsoever we bind on earth, Jesus said, he'll bind it in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth, he will loose on earth. If ye have the faith of a mustard seed and say to yonder mountain, and not doubt in your heart, but believe, it shall be done unto you as you have said. Now walk in the Spirit and not succumb to the will of the flesh. Yes. Jesus said to his disciples, and we are his disciples in this generation, I give you authority and power over all the powers of the enemy to tread on scorpions and serpents and all the powers of the enemy. If ye love of God abide in you and my word abide in you, Jesus said, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done for you. Pray for your enemies and forgive and bless those that persecute you and hate you. If ye sin or ye stumble, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. But if we confess and repent and forsake our sins, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness and blot our iniquity and remember them no more. For by faith, we conquer all things. Through faith, we overcome all things, the faith of God. Amen. All right. I thought I'd read those declarations. I had copied a few just down just before I came on the broadcast. I didn't get through, but that was something I decided to impart. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. It's a good thing to release the promises of the precious promises of God. Amen. We are the body of Christ. And you want to declare to the world and to the believers who are the covenant believers that we are the body, the redeemed body of Jesus Christ. And that's an awesome, awesome place being a citizen of the kingdom of God. And I'm glad today, rejoice in him, for his love has found me and picked me up and turned me around, and I'm so glad about it. Amen. You want to say something about anything about any of the promises, brother?
Well, I'm grateful to the Lord for the promises of God, and that God is a faithful God who would keep to those promises. And I think that many times in our walk with God, we tend to forget that God is a promise keeper. And by us forgetting that, we don't stand firmly on those promises like we should.
Yeah. The promise is that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord in faith shall be delivered. And there is no other name, Acts 4 and 12, wherein we can be saved. And that's very important for us to say that there's only one person, one individual, one name, one authority, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. There is no other name. And that's very important. And that name is attached to a person, the Son of God. And that authority is in him, and that power and that deliverance is in him. And when I was talking to people on the street, they said God, and I had to clarify very quickly what and who are you talking about? And what person are you talking? What are you identifying to? And most of them say, well, we all serving the same God. I said, well, I have to correct you right there. I'm not serving. I don't know which God you're serving. And I don't know which God the other person is serving. And I had to make clear you understand that I'm talking about the God of the scripture, a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who sent his son, Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus the Christ. So I always had to clarify that, because in the world today, there's a lot of confusion or deception by Satan telling everybody we're all serving the same. And so when you mention the authority and the name and person of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demon world get upset. So I like to mention the authority of that name. And when we are partakers of that name and walk in that name and release the power and authority of his words, the words that Jesus spake, he said, my word is truth, John 17. My word is Alpha and Omega. I got the final say-so. Hallelujah. And so I like to release his name and his word so the demons in the realm, round about, wherever you are, the demons get upset, and they get to running. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So do you want to release the blood, the atoning blood of redemption over our area right now? And one of the promises, the great precious by the power of the blood of Jesus, the atonement power effect it had, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word by testimony. And we're redeemed. As much as you know, Peter said, we are not redeemed with corruptible things such as gold and silver, but redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So let's release and impart the blood, the atoning power of the blood over our area, because this is supposed to be a hallow. I don't want to call it no Halloween no more. I want to call it a Halloween. Was that okay if I call it Halloween?
Yeah, go ahead. You might well, brother. It's the truth. You might well.
Let's call it the devil ween and the hell ween. That's what it's celebrating.
Amen.
Ain't nothing hallow about it, huh?
Amen. I agree.
So, since the Bible says in 18th chapter of Matthew, Jesus gave us authority by binding and loosing, one of the areas of binding and loosing is binding the strong man, Matthew 12. So what we're going to do as brother We'll come in agreement. We're going to bind the strong man that's over Halloween, Devilween, okay?
Amen. Amen.
The Bible said, amen, any two of you would have touched and agree. I like that. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you bind on earth, Jesus said, I bind in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth, what you loose on earth, I'll loose it in heaven. So let's loose some fiery attacks against this demon, this witches, and these warlocks that's busy tonight. Lord Jesus, the risen Christ, the redeemed Christ, who conquered Satan, sin, death, hell, and the grave, and this same Yeshua Mashiach, the Holy One of Israel, is at the right hand of the Father right now.
Amen.
And so the Bible is clear in Ephesians 2 that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We are seated in Christ and with Christ in heavenly places with authority over all powers of darkness. So we're going to exercise the power and authority that's given to us as covenant believers in Christ this night. Around the world, people are celebrating demonic and devilish days and weeks and know it not. So, Lord Jesus, we take an authority through the blood of Christ and the power of his resurrection. Brother Nate and I release the sword of the Lord, release the hammer of the Lord, the maul of the Lord, the right hand of the Lord, his arrows and his spears against the powers of darkness, of witches and warlocks and sorcery and Halloween and demon ween. We cancel that assignment. We cancel their work, their curses, by the shield and buckler of the Lord. We reverse every Halloween curse and demon over our area, over our home, over our children, over our community. We join with the intercessors all over America in the name of the Lord Jesus, who risen from the dead, and the power of his authority of his promise. We cast down every stronghold, strong man, of celebration of demons and witches and warlocks over our area. Release the spear, the arrow. Release the right hand. But the Lord of hosts, we release the warring angels, who said the angels of the Lord encamp round them and fight for us and deliver us. Lord, let the angels of war be released. The angels are living with the sword. Go forth, O Lord of hosts, and scatter the witches and worses and curses over our area. Every territory of the witch and warlock, let them be come to naught. Let them be confounded. Let them be turned back. Let the angels of the war chase them, as Psalm 35 says, and Psalm 18. We lift up our hands. We lift up our faith. We lift up the blood of Jesus. We release the blood over the area. We blood cover the children that go out. Cover them, Lord. The blood of Jesus be over them. The angels of the Lord be round about to deter witches and warlocks and curses and cancel this curse called Halloween and Halloween and Demon Ween. We come against it, that feast day of the devil. We counsel, we loose pandemonium and confusion against all the powers of darkness over our region, over our children, and over our cities. Let the blood of Jesus, the atoning Yom Kippur, we release it. We release it over our homes, over our children, over our community. Like a cloud, let the blood, the Lamb's blood, the blood. Counsel, let the word of God be as a flame of fire, the word of God as a sword of fire, to counsel the assignment in the atmosphere, in the heavens. Smite the enemy, uproot him, let him be confounded. Let the angel of the Lord pursue them and confound them in Jesus' name. Over our city, over our community, over our state, over our homes, over our children.
Every hidden plan of the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood against every works of the enemy, every form of witchcraft on this Halloween, every curse that is spoken, every evil prayer right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let the mighty power of God cause it to cease right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch the witches right now, Lord God, touch them right now, Jesus, and show them your mighty hand and power. Let their eyes behold the hand of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Let their vision see the hand of the Lord this day in Jesus' name. We come against every trick and every scheme right now on this day of Halloween that Satan has implanted into the hearts and minds of the people in Jesus' name. Even to harm the little children, Lord God. We come against it right now.
Now.
Let every plan be exposed in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Reverse every curse set out by witches and warlocks in celebration of this evil day over the family, over the children. Reverse, counsel, cast down every curse from witches and warlocks, people unknowingly ignorant celebrating this feast day of the devil. Let the angels of deliverance walk, be released with swords to turn back the evil of this celebration ill-advised of Satan in his feast day. Protect the children, Lord. They don't know any better. Cover them. In their ignorance, in their innocence, cover them. Hide them under the cross, under the blood. Be a shield and a buckler, that no weapon formed against us by the devil, no evil, no curse formed against them, shall not succeed. For the Lord is our God, a sun, shield, a buckler, and high tower. Under his wings we trust. Now let the blood soak the homes, soak the children, cover our homes, anoint our doorposts, anoint our entranceway, over us, under us, around us. Let the angels of war with ringing fire turn away every evil work with the sword of the Lord, with the sword of the right hand of God. We thank you, and we declare the victory for the children everywhere in many areas where the intercessors are busy. In Jesus' name, now we give you the thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I noticed when we started praying, I don't think the enemy in our area was too happy about that.
No, brother, I know he's not. I know he's not. Any two time, and you know, as we go on in the days and the years, he's waxing more and more bold in the stuff he's doing. Because we're being like an ostrich and we got our heads stuck in the sand, so we just coming out more boldly now.
Do you hear the bold audacity of the living God making a promise available to all covenant believers in Christ? One can chase a thousand. I mean,
amen.
One can chase a thousand. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Wait a minute.
Amen.
Now. We got to step into some of these promises and start activating them like they are real. Hallelujah. One redeemed believer in Christ, one born again, one Holy Ghost filled, one sanctified, called out Christian, has, how many believe that really? Why we have to start activating these things. We have to start releasing these things. Do you remember that promise, that word he gave to Brother Dre's in 91 and 24, was it 90 and 25? He said the greater power is on you. The greater gift and power on you, right?
Right.
He said, but you have to activate it. Is that right? You have to strengthen your faith. And so we have to start activating the promise, releasing them. Like that God is a God that cannot lie and a God that can't fail, that backs up his word. And the more we do this, we'll see greater results. If we stand on our watch and our faith and upon the rock of his promise, if all the believers tonight, just say every redeemed, No, that's one little fun. We know every redeemed believer is not going to do that. But let's say a lot of the redeemed believers in Christ will start activating their authority and their faith around the world tonight. We'll shake up the gates of hell.
Amen. Amen.
And so we encourage all redeemed believers in Christ, in Yeshua Mashiach, who have faith and been born again, release the sword of the Word of God. The Bible says the sword of the Word of God, the sword, the Holy Spirit uses the Word of God out of our mouth and our faith. So everywhere in your nation where there's great evil over your nation, over your government, over your home, release the blood. the life of the blood of Jesus Christ who's risen. Release the sword, the word of God, over your life and your situation, and cancel the powers of darkness and sin and sickness, disease, and plagues. Plague, disease, infirmity. We have the plague called coronavirus, but that's not the worst plague. That's a little plague. I call it a small plague. But there are many lands that under plague and curses now and suffering much because of the blood of innocent children that sacrificed to demons. On Halloween and Halloween, in certain areas, they sacrifice babies to the devil. I know a lot of people don't know that. In certain places in the United States, they do it too. The devil don't want this to be told, brother. But a lot of the children that are being snatched, that you see, they're sold into sex slaves, or they're being sold into witches and warlock services, and the little small ones are sacrificed as human sacrifice to devils. Did you get that?
Amen.
The devil on this day called Halloween, if you want real power as a witch and move up in the realm of evil, you have to, you sacrifice animals, but you have to, if you really want power from the devil, you take human sacrifice and offer it to the devil. The devil wants to imitate what God does. He likes to imitate, so he wants a human sacrifice. They steal babies, witches and warlocks. They want to move up in power, and they sacrifice little babies like they did in Ahab and Jezebel and in the Baal. That's what they sacrificed in the days of Israel, the pagan gods and the demon gods and the idols. They sacrificed children to get power with Satan, and they're still doing it today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I just thought I'd inform the people in these, because some of the people in other nations are still keeping some of these pagan customs. And the hallelujah, and Jesus came to set the captive free, Isaiah 61. He came to open the eyes of the blind who are spiritually blind and the ears of the deaf and bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light that is in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, as we turn this over to the, because Jesus wants the captive to be free, Isaiah, he wants us to be free from ignorance, fear, doubt, and all of these pagan curses. He wants us healed, whole, and victorious. And he don't want Christians to be ignorant. Did he not say something about, I would not have you ignorant, brothers, in First Corinthians, when we read about 1 Corinthians 12, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren?
Yes, he did. He did say that, 1 Corinthians 12.
There's a lot of ignorance about the about things, about spiritual things and how evil works. And there's a lot of ignorance among even among Christians about how Satan and demons and curses and things work. Most of the people, what they call bad luck, sickness, disease, or some kind of disappointment, they usually blame God, right?
Amen.
So as you talk to people, they ask you a question, why does God do this? Why do God let this? And why do God? I said, could I take time to explain something to you? God is not doing this. The living true God is not doing this. He's not sending cancer out by boatloads, arthritis and bursitis and mental disease. The Lord is not shipping that out. He came to set the captive free, Isaiah 61. He went everywhere. Jesus went everywhere. What did Jesus go when he was on the earth as the Son of God? What did he do, brother?
He went about healing. He went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil.
Jesus went everywhere. Read Isaiah 61, Matthew 10, Luke 9 and 10. Mark chapter 5, Jesus Christ went everywhere, healing, delivering, casting out devils, restoring, and setting people free and whole, and making them whole. And you need to read what the purpose of God, the nature of God, that they're blaming God, for all this chaos, confusion, sickness, plagues, and sorrows, and famine, they're blaming him. He's not the cause of that. He's not the cause of
Amen.
That. And when Adam rebelled, knowing the will of God, knowing the will of his creator, he knowingly rebelled and brought sin, sickness, disease, and death in the world. When he made a choice to rebel, when Adam make a choice, knowing the will of the Father, he knew what the will of God was. He knew what the will of God, and he knowingly rebelled, and he was warned that if you do this, you'll bring death, sickness, disease, poverty, oppression, and sorrow in this world. He did it, and he brought it into the world. The Lord didn't send it. It was not the will of the Lord God. It's not the will of the Father that we be sick, diseased, poor, and oppressed, and bound. That is not the will of God. That's not the will of the Father. That's not the will of Jesus. That's not the will of the Holy Ghost. John chapter 10, Jesus talks about this. Jesus said, I come that you might be sick, disease, oppressed, bound, plague, and curse. No, that don't sound right. That's the devil's will. Jesus said, I come that you might have life, John chapter 10, that you might have it in the completeness of fullness. Satan come to kill, steal, murder, oppress, deceive, destroy, and afflict. But I come that you might know freedom and liberty. Isaiah 61, Luke chapter 4. Let's get it free. Let's get it straight, people, while all this chaos, confusion, sickness, plagues, and sorrows upon man. The Lord Jesus is not causing it. It is not the will of the Father for you. That's why he can't send Jesus to redeem you from that, to deliver you from that. Amen? Or is that halfway right, brother?
No, you're fully right on that one. You're fully right on that, bro. No doubt.
So let's stop blaming God for your mishap and your problems. Jesus wants to do something about it if you'll let him. If you'll go to the gospel, the word gospel means good news. And the word gospel means glad tidings, Luke chapter 2. The gospel means good news, glad tidings. The Father sent Jesus to redeem, ransom you, to reconcile you to the Father, and to buy back your place that Adam lost and restore you to citizenship in the kingdom of God as an heir. And if you today make a decision to come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and your Redeemer, he'll restore you back to citizenship in his kingdom and his love. Listen, God and Jesus are getting blamed. The Father is getting blamed for all this stuff. And even some church people are blaming God. Well, I guess God put this on me, just make me humble. And God gave me this arthritis and bursitis, and he's making me beg on the streets. And why are you blaming God because you maxed out 10 credit cards and you're trying to blame God for your debt? What do you think they're doing that for, bro?
they try to do like Adam. We got to blame somebody, bro.
You got to blame him, huh?
Got to blame somebody. Adam even went to blaming God. He's the God you gave this woman. What did this? Glory to God.
Well,
he said, the woman you gave me.
Amen. You notice two people that he didn't blame. He didn't blame himself, and he didn't blame the devil.
Nope. Most definitely. He blamed God, and he blamed the woman. Boy, I said, man, Adam, you sure were messed up.
Amen. And you know, people say, well, God, my God, I lost my kidney. What if you misuse and abuse your kidneys? Why you want to blame it on God? Because you don't want to drink no water and pure water and fresh juice and nothing, and your kidneys start working, you're going to blame God on it. What are you going to blame him for? If you want to smoke yourself to death and then drink yourself, a drink pop, and then your kidney and your stomach messed up, oh, God, why you going to do this to me, God? How to do this, God? Then you're puffing 5 packs of cigarette. Oh, God, this God, why are you doing it to me? Why are you doing it to me, Lord? Yeah, we have to blame God for our trouble. We don't blame ourselves, and we don't blame the devil. Isn't that, that's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. God, the most blamed person you ever come across.
My God, Jesus had to take a lot, boy. He got to take a lot from humanity. He's a loving, caring, long-suffering God. He had to put up with a lot. Great is his mercy. Great is his mercy. All right. We have Sister Missionary Evangelist Warrior Servant Sister Lillian Anderson and Sister Helen Teague. I know this is the fifth night and they're busy with their families and loved ones and different things. And so we don't know whether they're around tonight.
Well, I'll give them a minute. I'll give them a minute. And I'm looking for especially them to pop on any minute now.
Okay, great. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the prayers and the support of Sister Brenda Humphrey and Ola Don and her family. They openly kind of, you know, support and we hear from them. And the what I call the underground people that support us for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and the coming of Elijah in these last days, the message that Elijah to restore things, that we are proclaiming the soon coming of Christ, and Elijah, who came with the last word, bringing the last warning preparatory message to the whole earth, and we are partakers of the grace, the restoration grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the coming of Elijah. No, we don't worship Elijah. We only worship Jesus Christ and Lord. We don't worship nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father in him, he in the Father. And we make the gospel, the law, the prophets, and the gospel our last word. Jesus said, I'm the Alpha Omega. So, no, we only worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't worship it. We don't worship any other. We don't worship Mary. We don't worship a pope. We don't worship Allah, Confucius, none of those fellas. We love those people who are under that. They're in darkness, of course. You know, people think I hate the Mormons, brother. Why do they think I hate the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Roman? Why do they think that?
Oh, because you told the truth, brother. That's what it was. That's the same way where the homosexuals think that, you know, you hate them because you tell them that homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God. So they say you don't love them, you hate them. Brother, let's welcome on Sister Anderson. God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless you, brothers. I was trying to get to the broadcast. God bless you. I was listening. I was trying to get there so I could get on. I was really running, trying to get on. And I just thank and I praise the Lord and thank God for his mercy. I was listening on from the beginning. And I do, and the Lord has been giving me daily, to that he has let us know that he's given us power and authority that we can bind that devil. And I thank and I praise him that because we can bind him over our lives and loose the blood over this devil's day. And I thank God for it. And, you know, the word has gone out. It's been spoken, and it is true. And I'm for one, I've never been trick-or-treating in my life. So it's the devil's day.
Well,
that's one thing as a child that we was taught, you know. And I
guess,
thank the Lord.
Yeah, you know, I think the devil started this tricking stuff in the Garden of Eden. This tricking you. He put the trick and treat on Eve, and it's been going on ever since.
Yeah. Amen. He did. That's where it all started. Amen.
And he is tricking and treating America to compromising as a Christian nation, and she have lowered a standard in every area, compromising the favor of God upon us as a nation of laws and truth and justice and mercy and biblical standards as a nation, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know the last signs that you could no longer say which I don't go into a lot of that, you know, Christmas stuff, but I do think it's an opportunity during December that you can mention Jesus Christ and tell about him. So I that's a positive side to it. But I don't go into all that Santa Claus and all that shopping. You know, I'm not into that. But I am in part where it can be used positively to mention the Lord Jesus Christ during that season that he was born, and that we as a nation recognize the birth of Christ. So, but you notice in the last, two or three years, you could have to, you have to say Merry Xmas, or how did that go? You can't mention Christ no more?
Right.
Happy holidays. Amen. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Happy holiday or Xmas.
Amen.
You know, this thing is just more silly and more ridiculous. The devil is just making a fool out of us in America in many cases, and deceiving many. And Jesus said in the latter days, many would be deceived. In this Christian nation, I'm afraid it's being deceived and deceived, and many other nations who are compromising the Bible and the gospel. And so when we speak clearly, distinctly with love about some compromising that's going on, oh, you're a hater. Yes, I hate the devil. You're right. I hate the devil. I hate unrighteousness. You're right. No, I don't hate Trump. No, I don't hate Biden. No, I don't hate those millions of people in the Catholic Church and thousands in the Mormons and in Confucius and Hindu. I love them. That's why I share the gospel. Mm-hmm. That's why we share the love of God to them, open their eyes. Well, you know, you shouldn't say that. Well, what should I say? Should I lie to them? Would you be happy if I just tell them a lie?
They might be happy, but I wouldn't. No. Yep.
And so when the word, the sword of the Spirit, is spoken to many nations, it's sharp, and sometimes it's awakening. It's to stir up your soul. It's to awaken you out of darkness, bring you to the light of Christ. And people get all upset. Yeah, the devil is supposed to get upset, and people get upset. But after they find the truth, they'll get glad and rejoice that you share the truth with them, even though it was sharp at the beginning. Oh, you talking to me. No, I'm talking about that devil deceiving you. I'm talking about sin. I'm talking about the Adamic nature. Yeah, but you ain't supposed to judge. I ain't judging. I'm just telling you what the word said. Well, you want me to hide the word? You want me to put it in a hole and not say nothing? Okay. Then I'll be just like you. I'll be worse than you.
Amen. My Lord.
Amen.
Jesus. Yes.
Now, do you understand what it means, the mission? The mission. We are the body of Christ. Now, 1 Corinthians starts out and said, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Ignorant about what? America is not ignorant. We're the most civilized, educated. We're not ignorant. There's no ignorant people, ignorant to spiritual things here in America, brother, are they?
Oh, yeah. Real bad, brother. Real bad.
No, brother. We're civilized. We educated, super intelligent. What are you talking about?
Well, we left that position years ago. Have gone. We left that a long time ago, brother. Civilized is out the door now.
Yes, it is.
Now, today, there were people that was killed and murdered and martyred because of the Bible today around the world.
Yes.
And every day, around the world, in certain places, people are being killed because of the Bible and standing up for the gospel.
Yes.
And we in America, in the Western world, is kind of more concerned about Happy Lou and Halloween and Demon Ween and all stuff like that. And our liberty and freedom is being eroded, and we will not have religious freedom if we don't take a stand, our religious freedom in this world, in this nation, will be gone. And you will not be, Brother Nate, and you and Robert are not going to be able to say that stuff, so you better get it all in now, and don't let nobody stop you or discourage you. While you got this liberty, you better tell it as Jesus give it to you, as the Holy Ghost declare it to you. You speak it, I don't care how many people get mad. I don't care how they get angry at you. I don't care if they talk about you. They did Jeremiah. They did Isaiah. They did Hosea. They did Jesus. They did the apostles, the same thing. They killed them. They whipped them. They beat them. They persecuted them. So you in good company, brother. Good company.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
My Lord.
Amen. So you're in good company. Just,
yes.
Keep the love and the grace of God in your heart and keep on, thus say the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So you got the courage and faith, and Sister Allison got the courage and faith and audacity with the permission of her husband, and Sister Helen or having their husband to kind of stand with them. That's a double blessing, and it gives them double courage and assurance to stand up on the radio to speak to the women around the world. And I'm so thankful for the courage of Sister Allison, the pioneer of faith of the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, the Kingdom of God, and Sister Helen, who has the courage. So let's thank God for these two women of God that has the courage, because many people don't have it.
Amen.
Brother Nate?
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Many people don't have it. And here we have the Elijah Message, the last warning, and a lot of people are silent and scared.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we pray that the Lord will strengthen them and awaken them and stir them of his love. And what his love means, to tell the story about Jesus Christ, his gospel, and tell the end-time truth about his coming and preparing of people through Elijah. And so I encourage all those who are kind of fearful and bound and in a corner and scared, get on your knees and say, Jesus, save me over again. Because if you are silent and you refuse to own Jesus, confess Christ before men, he's going to be shame on us to confess us in that day. So I share to my brothers everywhere in Christ, in the gospel, wherever you are, ask God to give you courage and faith to stand up in your conviction and declare, not only live the life and demonstrate it, but also speak the words of truth that people may have no excuse in the last day. Love them enough to share the gospel. Love them enough to share the gospel. Jesus laid his life down for it. You can suffer for Christ's sake by just telling the people, even though they might not like you in the beginning, they'll love you later on.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Your brother Dre said, before you can get glad, you have to get mad.
Amen.
So a lot of people get mad, but later on they will be glad.
Yes,
Lord. Why? We are the body of Christ. I want us to read that again, the call and the mission of the redeemed that's in the gospel plan of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We are the redeemed sons, called out and chosen for this generation. Have you ever thought about why you were born in this generation and weren't born 2,000 years ago and 1,000 years? Or why you weren't born in Russia when you were born in Syria or in Japan?
My Lord, thank you,
Master.
You were born for such a time and such an hour and such a place for this. It was the will of the Father. It is the will of God that we be talking in America, 2020. It was the will of the Father, a plan and purpose for a little bit of people like you and I would have the courage and the grace and faith of God to share the love of God, the redemption to people around the world in this hour. And that not because we are great, we are so righteous, but because of the love of Christ abided in us.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
1 Corinthians 12.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, somebody read.
Amen. The 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give to you understanding that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences in administration, but the same Lord, and there are divers of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy and discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, divided to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink of the one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were one eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now, as God sent the members, every one of them, set the members, every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have not need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more these members of the body, which seems to be more feeble, are necessary, and those members of the body.
Necessary. I like. Stop there, sis. When you talk to people about their place in the body of Christ or in the kingdom of God in this latter day, the devil got people feeling that they are unnecessary. They are unimportant. They're no worth because they don't have an ordained title or ordained call. In our generation, in America especially, titles are being glorified more than Christ. And callings are being glorified more than Christ. But in Christ, every gift and talent is to glorify Christ. It's for the glory of God and not the glory of man. Not the glory of man, not the importance of a man or individual, but to glorify Christ, the Jesus Christ, amen. Yeshua Mashiach. He says he plays anybody as it suits and please him. So, Sister Anderson, your part is just as important as mine. Now, here's the thing about people get confused. Well, brother, you're ordained minister. No, let me tell you something. My responsibility may be greater, but my importance is not greater. Let me get this straight. Because a lot of people get confused because this person is a ordained, called out, and so they feel like that person is more important in the plan of God. That's not how God sees it. That's not how Jesus sees it.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility may be greater in some area,
yes.
the position,
yes.
but not the importance, not the value, not the worth of that person, because the Lord placed that person in the body. He placed that individual as it pleased him. Did you get that?
Amen.
That
Amen.
Means God does not devalue you, but he said to the eye and the ear, don't you think because you the eye, you the most important thing, or ear, don't you get the idea that ear, you are the most important thing? Or the toe, don't think you are the most important thing, toe. You're more important than the eye. I place you where I wanted you to be, of value and worth to the whole body. Now, if somebody say you are not necessary because you are Sister Anderson or Sister Helen or somebody over there, you are not just very important. You just a little eye over there, because I'm an apostle and I'm a bishop and I'm a this and I'm over that and I'm a this. That's man glorifying his own worth.
Yeah.
Jesus give honor. Mm-hmm. Notice what Jesus did. He honored the least, the unnecessary
yeah.
parts of the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ, the insignificant part. So when people say, just because I'm not ordained to this great calling and great dish, I'm not a value. That's not what Jesus just said. It pleases him that Sister Anderson will let the grace of God and work with her in what he put her on this earth to do. If he says to Sister Karen Secrets, I want you to share the grace of hope and deliverance to people, irregardless of your church traditions, you better be getting up and doing that.
Yes. Amen.
Because they didn't place
Amen.
You in the body of Christ. They didn't die. They didn't redeem. They didn't deliver you. They didn't give you life. No, not be bigot and arrogant and overruling. Christ must have the last say-so in everything in your life.
Amen.
Make
Amen.
Sure you know that in the mouth of two or three witnesses. In the mouth of two or three witnesses. Because many people are sick, bound, and oppressed because they fear man and will not obey God, will not obey the Holy Spirit, will not give place to the Holy Spirit. They quench the work of God in their lives because some of their church tradition will allow them. So they cow down to man
yes.
and lose the favor of God. That's why
yes.
stay humble in your own eyes, stay meek, but submit always to the will of God first, no matter what or who.
Yes.
There are people yes. are dying, laying down their life for the gospel, leaving their homes in America and around the world, who are don't have no great titles and no great recognition, are dying every day, and hardly anybody knows them.
Yeah.
That name is now on the broadcast on America and around the world. Oh, this person died. They're not even unknown in the eyes of nations of people. They're insignificant. But in the kingdom of God, where they are martyred and coming for God, they're given a crown and great glory in heaven, where they are really
yes.
recognized.
Yes.
So,
yes.
do not let a title or calling title stop you from yielding to the work of God that place you in the body. Find out what it is, develop it, let the will of God be done in all humility. If he tell you,
yes.
like he used to tell me, go down on the street when I started with Lord, he said, let me start you and see how you're going to be faithful over little. Over something little. Go stand on that street at 4070, and I want you to tell them on the 47th district, stand out there and tell them about the coming of Christ and the gospel. Okay. You know they don't want to listen,
mm-hmm.
Lord. I didn't ask you about what they didn't want to listen. I told you to go and do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, don't people die that day, that. I didn't ask you about that. I asked you, do you love me enough to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, you know, I don't want the people to be disliking me. Well, I tell you like this, Jesus said, if I get you fall into the hand of an angry God, which one will you have and you want to fall into, the angry man or the angry God? But Jesus is so great in compassion and long-suffering, of course.
Amen.
And merciful.
Brother, we want to welcome on Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
Okay, God bless. I'm just sitting back enjoying the word tonight. Brother Lee can carry on.
I know that's what you will, but it ain't got no. Sorry about that. This is handmade tonight.
Amen. Yes. Yes, I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for the word that's going forth on tonight, and I really, really enjoying it, and, you know, and I just truly thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, thank God for it. I keep reminding you about your place. Don't let anybody steal your place in Christ. Don't let nobody shame you if you know that you know that you know. Don't nobody rob you of your legacy in Christ and the working of God in grace. Don't let...
Amen.
Because you're going to look back and say, I wish I had obeyed in regards of what men say.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because when you get in a tight place, remember when you get in a difficult place, who you going to have to call on?
Jesus. Yeah.
Who going to deliver you? See, you got to respect, man, and give people that do regard, but remember who your master is.
Amen.
See, this is the difference. You got to know those that over you in authority, but you got to know who your master is.
Amen.
Who's your Lord and your master? Okay?
Yes,
you got that. Because when you get in a difficult, when I had them guns put on me, and when people came out to take my life and do stuff to me, I didn't have no people. Did these people, my brothers and sisters, they wasn't there. Just me and Jesus.
Amen.
Me, I said me, me and Jesus.
Yeah.
So who stopped them from killing me? Who stopped them from hindering, from destroying me? Who do I have to depend on?
Jesus.
Amen.
It's so true.
But Jesus.
Keep that in mind. When you walk into a room, you have authority. When the Holy Ghost said, rebuke the spirit of death and said, come out. Don't look around and say, somebody ain't going to like it. I know one person ain't going to like it. The devil ain't going to like it.
Amen.
But that person that you healed and delivered, they're going to rejoice.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So if you want to get put out, be glad to be put out for Jesus and for the gospel's sake.
Amen.
That's how I feel about it. Amen.
Amen.
You are the body of Christ. Know the grace that is given to every individual and their place, their working and their talent to be released. Because if you don't release what you're supposed to release, the body will not be whole. Won't we be complete?
Amen.
Because we need the toll. We need the toll.
Amen.
We need the eye. We need the ear.
Amen.
The mouth is important, but it ain't everything.
Amen.
The arm has a place. The finger.
Yeah.
The finger that. The devil's got people locked in saying, well, the only person that's important is the one behind the pulpit. Oh, you got the wrong idea, darling. You got the misunderstanding. That you must know their role and their purpose. They're there to help you to find and know yours.
Amen.
And train you if they have the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
If they have the revelation of God. If the Holy Spirit is giving them light about ye are the body of Christ and members in particular, unique. Sister Helen, how he uses you and how the Holy Spirit chooses to use you, that's up to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's up to you willing to yield. Somebody said, well, no, God can't do this. He can't. Sister, I'm coming to understanding about fearing man and fearing God. Fear of man don't get in the way of the fear of God now.
Amen.
Amen.
Respect and honor to whom honor is due.
Yeah.
But you know what the apostles did? They were told to quit preaching by the government order of that day. America, they're going to come a day soon where they're going to say, Sister Helen, you can't say that no more. Brother Nate, you can't say that no more. We're shutting you down or else you're going to jail.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know you Americans don't believe that that's coming.
It's coming.
So you better open your mouth and let the Holy Ghost and the Word of God be now known and declared in every place, and fear no man nor devil. And said, God at me, give me grace and give me ability to love you enough to not worry about what Satan or man do. Because I'm telling you, soon and very soon, unless we stand in the gap and make up the hedge and delay it, and
Amen.
Call for a revival, unless we don't call for this Holy Ghost revival.
Yeah.
If we don't call for this Holy Ghost Azusa Street revival and awakening, if we don't seek him honestly and fast and travail to break the powers of darkness that's hovering over America and just hinder them, if the church world, God's going to have to go outside of the church world and get people. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
And raise up a new army.
He will. Amen.
And these people that he's going to raise up outside to the traditional church, they're going to be an army, will not break their rank. And they will fear no man or no devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a new breed of Christians that's coming up.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen.
Fearless and bold and courageous and daring. Yet humble. Willing to submit even to death. To be beaten. To say, my God said this. Thank you, Jesus. There are people waiting for every person in the body of Christ. You have a ministry to. You won't have the same that the other person had, but there is a person and people waiting for what God has put in your life. Don't. I try to tell Sister Karen secrets that my good friend, I loved her, she's on Addie, and other people, I try to share with them about the grace of God working in you. Don't let nobody put it on a stall.
Man.
Because if you allow that, you'll lose the favor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know people. My name is Brother Lee.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
As we make an invitation, I want one of the sisters to give an invitation to, especially the women or who are listening, an invitation. Would you, one of the sisters, give an invitation to the sisters or the women around the world or the mothers?
Amen. Amen. Well, I praise and I thank the Lord, and I thank and I praise him for what he's doing in my life, and he's giving it to me, and I've been giving it to the people everywhere I go and when I can. That is like because Jesus died for me that I might live, why should I be bound? Why should I hold my mouth? And I thank and I praise the Lord. Today, I had to go and meet with the state representative today, and I would have to say, in the name of Jesus, I represented. And I thank and I praise the Lord. And again, I would say, in the name of Jesus, I extend an invitation to everyone, not just the women out there, but to everyone that's in the sound of my voice. I extend this invitation to go before the Lord. I'm telling you, you have not found joy and peace until you find the Lord. Go before him and seek him and ask the Lord to save you and let him know, you know, your faith will let you know that you're not right, which is a sinner. that we are just sinners saved by grace. And I thank and I praise the Lord for him saving me. But go before the Lord and you ask the Lord to come into your life and to forgive you as a sinner, and to wash you in his precious blood. And I tell you, the Lord will work with you. He will work with you, but you got to be willing to give up and let the Lord. And I'm telling you, if you let the Lord come into your life, I'm telling you, when you find Jesus, because he's at the door now. He's knocking. He's at the door. All you have to do is open. Because he said deliverance has already come. Reach out. And I'm telling you, you have not found so much joy, peace, and the love of God until you give up and let the Lord come into your life through the faith and repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you that are listening. Don't forget tomorrow night another broadcast, 7 o'clock p.m. Look for the advertisement there. Therefore, once again, we love y'all and thank y'all for listening. And for Brother Lee, Brother Nate, Sister Anderson, Sister Tig, God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.